Now, Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The Bed Pop, the Ministry.
To be an executive in Whitehall calls for the ability to make instant decisions.
Hits. There you are, Mildred. I won again.
Aye, Mr. Lamb. Would you like another suggested biscuit?
No, thanks, Mildred. Eating disturbs my concentration. Tails. I'm right again.
Mr. Lamb, I keep telling you, you can't play heads and tails by yourself. And anyway, you're supposed to call before you look at it.
Oh. Well, I don't, Mildred. This is the only way I can beat myself.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
And what is this, number two? You aren't at your desk?
No, I was playing heads and tails. Would you like a game?
Oh, no, not with this terrible thirst on me, if you don't mind. You know, it's very difficult to concentrate, you know. Besides, I wouldn't be able to call properly with my throat so dry. Oh, it's a shocking business. There ought to be some way of curing it, I think.
Aye, there is. I've got the message. I'll go and put it on. T.T.T. Get something else.
As man approaches the 21st century, his technology becomes increasingly sophisticated. This is progress. We now have the technology to create a milder, more sophisticated cigarette. A cigarette called Progress. Progress has a unique triaction filter designed to filter cigarette smoke in the most up-to-date way. Combined with the richest Virginia tobaccos to produce a cigarette that smokes mild and tastes exceptional. That's Progress.
How hot the weather, it'll keep you cool and feeling fresh all day long.
Freshness you can trust.
A new kind of deodorant from Pears.
For all day freshness.
It's a fun magazine for every member of the family. Family Radio and TV offers a brand new competition every week with fabulous prizes. Family Radio and TV gives you all the news about all radio and TV programs. It's a whole world of facts and photos, people and places. You'll find out why when you buy Family Radio and TV.
Family Radio and TV.
Oh, no work in, I suppose? Oh, good. Actually, I'm a little late this morning.
What? Surely not. It can't be 11:30 yet, can it?
Now, it was all because I tried a new route on the underground, you see. I thought that if I caught the northern line to Tottenham Court Road and then switched over to the central line to Oxford Circus, I could jump on a train down Piccadilly and...
No, just a minute, number one. You'd have been better off getting off at Leicester Square.
Would I?
Oh, yes, much better. Then you could have taken the Piccadilly line to Piccadilly Circus and changed to the Bakerloo line straight through to Baker Street.
But why would I want to go to Baker Street?
Well, just in case you'd left your umbrella somewhere. The lost property office is at Baker Street.
Oh, really, number two, don't be ridiculous. How could I lose anything on the tube?
Why not?
Because I came on the bus in the end.
Which route did you take?
Don't start that again. We've no time in this office for gossip. All right, now you toss and I'll call. Heads. Oh, heads it is.
Well, that's funny. It's the first time I've lost this morning.
By the way, what happened to that highly confidential memo Sir Gregory sent out last week?
Which one? The one about Britain's new atomic submarine, or the one asking us to draw up a list of events for the inter-office sports day?
The important one, of course.
Oh, sports day. Well, I replied at once saying that I was sure he'd like the new event I'd thought up.
Oh, what's that?
The double sack race. Two in a sack.
And did he like it?
Well, he didn't actually say so. He simply sent in an entry for himself and Miss Bentwater.
Yeah. Double sack race, eh? That'd be pretty big, wouldn't it? General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown, thinking about the sack.
Don't tempt me, Lennox Brown. Don't tempt me.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory, and how are you this morning? And congratulations on your latest memo. A brilliant piece of work. Brilliant.
I suppose you're waffling on about the atomic submarine site, ASS.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it, is it? ASS. Ass.
What have you done about it?
Done about it?
Yes, you fool. The memo called for a blueprint for a spy-proof security setup at the site. I'm waiting to hear your recommendations.
Oh, my recommendations? Oh, well, for a start, Sir Gregory, you could go and get,
Yes, that's brown.
Go and get some, chicken wire. Yes, yes, that's it. Chicken wire and put it all round the base.
Is that all you can suggest, Alex Brown? Chicken wire?
Well, two layers, of course.
Oh, of course.
And electrified.
Electrified chicken wire.
With a warning system that goes cock-a-doodle-doo when anybody touches it.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Thank you, Lennox Brown. I'm sure the Prime Minister will be enthralled by your revolutionary suggestion.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
As enthralled as he was last year when I told him about your idea for reducing operational costs on the underground railway.
Who that? Well, actually, we...
Flood the tunnels and transport passengers by canoe. Stupid, brainless idea.
Well, I know, Sir Gregory, but what happened...
The Minister of Labour spotted the flaw immediately. There would have been far too much absenteeism through seasickness.
Oh. Yes, we overlooked that, Sir Gregory.
Exactly. Now, listen, Lennox Brown, I've made up my mind. I'm not letting you and Lamb anywhere near the atomic submarine site. I'm giving you the other job that's come up. You can take over the management of the Government Gazette.
Oh, but Sir Gregory, are we the right type for that?
Oh, very good, Lennox Brown, the right type for the Gazette. Oh, very humorous. Report there tomorrow morning, Lennox Brown.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
And don't make a typographical error.
How many times have I told you? I before E, except after C. Tommy, now listen. What have you done to impress these two white old fellas who are coming here to take over?
You haven't noticed, have you?
Noticed what?
I've had a new hairdo.
Is that a new hairdo? Oh, I thought you'd been sitting under the pan again. Oh, stop it, you silly old faggot. Oh. Don't want to bring any more rain, do you?
You should talk.
That's enough from you, you old A-bag. Now listen, you finished reading the proofs of them petrol restrictions yet?
Yes, why?
Well, I've got to have something to carry around and look busy when these ministry idiots arrive, don't I? You never know, they might be eager beavers.
Try to look intelligent about this, number two. These journalistic types are probably real eager beavers.
But I'll have you know that there's very little anyone can teach me about printing.
Really?
Yes. I was given my first rubber stamp when I was 9.
Oh. And what did it say?
Fragile.
Don't you mean fragile?
Well, I do now, but as a 9-year-old, I was a little bit backward.
Oh, I see. Now, look, number two. You're going to have to look after this business yourself. I've got something else to do.
Go racing?
Certainly not. Anyway, there isn't any today. And in any event, I'm going to prepare a spy-proof, leak-proof, foolproof security system for the atomic submarine site. Something that will show Sir Gregory that we are absolutely indispensable. Well, that I'm indispensable anyway.
Number one, do you mean that I'm going to be the sole manager of the Government Gazette?
Well, let's say you'll be going through the motions. Anyway, here we are, Ryla. I'll come in for a moment or two. I imagine they have a welcoming party laid on for us.
Yes?
Ah, good morning, madam. We are the...
No, thank you. We don't want any.
Who is that, love?
No, it's a couple of salesmen selling bowler hats.
They're a man from the ministry, you stupid old apers.
What?
Go on, let them in.
Ah, good morning again, madam. We are
it's
from...
It's all right. We do want some after all. Come on in.
Thank you. Thank you. I am Roland Lennox Brown, and this is my number two, Richard Lamb.
I'm Hubert Snetherswade. Oh. And this is my number 9, Lolita.
Number 9?
Yeah, she keeps me on the go.
Now, Mr. Snetherswade, Mr. Lamb will be taking command here as from now. You'll find that he runs a tight ship with no time for nonsense. You just treat him fair and square, and you'll never know a better master.
Thank you, Number One.
All right, take over, Number Two. You're the man at the helm. She's all yours. All you need is a fair wind to crew for the shoulder wheel and bon voyage.
Number One, where's he gone? What happened?
He fell into the hold. Paper hoist.
Number One, are you all right?
He's all right. He fell on his head. Yes, he just dented his bowler hat a little bit. Now, Mr. Snetherthwaite, let's get down to work. I want an immediate meeting of all heads of departments. I don't care how many there are or how far away they may be. Now, how soon can you get them together?
Well, what about now? We're all here, all the heads. Me and Law. Aren't we, Law?
Yes, I'm Richard. There's one thing puzzles me, though.
What's that, Law?
What do you do?
How do you mean? What do, you old ray-bag? I'm the nerve center of the organization. I've got printer's ink running through my veins.
No wonder you make such a mess when you cut yourself shaving.
Oh, shut up.
Please, Mr. and Mrs. Snetherthwaite, that will do. Now, please, would you listen to me? Kindly remember that I am the manager-in-chief around here. And pay attention while I stick my policy.
We're not going to have another flipping election already, are we?
To my mind, the Government Gazette is far too dull. Where are the cartoons, the crosswords, the true romance serials?
In the Government Gazette?
Yes, why not? And what about Pet's Corner, Aunt Mabel Replies, and Luncheon Vouchers Exchange, eh? Yes, from now on, the Government Gazette is going to be compulsive reading for everybody.
Moenie hoes nie. Kry chuts.
As moeder word daar van jou verwag om raad te hê vir al daardie nare hoesbuie en seerkele wat elke gesin gedurende die wintermaande tuister. Dis waar chuts handig te pas kom. Chuts slaai ekstrak smaak lekker en dit bevat natuurlike bestanddele wat vinnige verligting bring. Hou dus 'n bottel chuts byderhand. Moenie jou gesin laat hoes nie. Dis sleg. Gele chuts. Dis lekker.
Chuts slaai ekstrak vir vinnige verligting.
I still remember the first time we met. Where would so much milk be going, I asked. Oh, not very far, she smiled. Milk doesn't go very far when there's Cadbury's chocolate to be made. Not when you need a glass and a half just to make one slab. Mind you, is it not a very thick slab, said I. Cadbury's chocolate. Thick with a glass and a half of milk.
Colonel Burger, made fresh for you at your Kentucky Fried Chicken store.
Oh, hello, Bernard, love. I just phoned to say thanks for that smashing party last night. Eh? Oh, you didn't go out last night? Oh, well, I suppose I must have dreamed it then. I thought it was funny you taking me home in a taxi. What's that? No, it's very quiet in here today. Noddy's off playing at printing. And Big Ears is messing about with... What is it now? He left a note. Oh, hang on. Here we are. I'm on a hush-hush security mission. Keep it quiet. P.S. If my wife phones, you can leave a message for me at the Atomic Submarine site. Do I know, Bernice? Hush, hush.
There you are, Mr. Lennox Brown. What a system. Spy-proof, leak-proof, fool-proof. Nobody will get through that as sure as my name's Horace.
But isn't your name Horace?
Horace?
No, Horace.
Well, I'll go to our house. For 55 years I've been a race, and now you tell me I'm not. I'm astonished. I really am. I'm astonished. You know, I've always been considered something of an authority on the English language. Aye. I'll be in a proper quandary now.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Just tell me about this security system instead.
Oh, aye. Well, it works on the intercellular principle.
Yes, I thought it might. Yes.
But of course, I'm working in the dark, though, aren't I? I don't know what it's for.
Well, that's the way it has to be, I'm afraid. We high-up government officials can't be too careful when we're working on anything as important as the atomic submarine site.
No, 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 of course, naturally, no. Well, now, about my system. These spandothrombulators are connected to these multi-motivators by spridule pieces.
Oh, you see? I was wondering if you'd use spridule pieces.
Well, the whole secret, of course, the key to this entire creation, as you might say, is the arrangement of these shackle thrips.
Well, I'm not surprised. They're very difficult things to arrange, shackle thrips.
Yes. Well, obviously, you know just as much about this subject as I do, Mr. Lennox. Now, suppose I just give you this blueprint and leave it to you.
Good idea, Mr. Phenomenal. Oh, by Jove, once so great... I mean, the head of the department concerned be impressed when I show him this.
I hope so. There's only one thing missing.
Mm-hmm. And what's that? A bludgeon switch or something?
Oh, no, no. There's as many bludgeon switches as you'll need in there. No. What I meant was, it hasn't got a name.
A name?
Aye.
Yes, of course. And how about the Lennox Brown early warning system? Not that I want to push myself in any way.
What about subsexis?
Eh?
Subsexis. Submarine security system.
Somebody has been talking. What gave you the idea this was for the protection of our new atomic submarine?
Oh, nobody. I just thought it might be a good name if we ever had an atomic submarine and it had to be securitized.
I see. Well, that's all right then. All right, now, about the name, it'll have to be something simple, won't it? Hang on. I've got it. Security System Horace, SSH. Codename, Shh.
Well, that's very nice, I'm sure, but hang on, there's something wrong.
Not the shuttle thrip arrangement.
No, but it's about this Erase business. It's been worrying me. My name is Erase.
Oh, my dear fellow, look, take my word for it.
No, you take mine. It's Erase. Short for Erasure.
Copy, boy.
What is it, Mr. Lamb?
Take this along and get it set up, will you? It's the list of the new office bearers for the Crunchy Wunchy Breakfast Club.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing, Mr. Lamb? Sticking stuff like this in the government gazette?
Don't argue, Snitherswade. I'm in charge here.
Well, but I bet old Winnie would have had something to say.
And who was she, anyway?
Eh?
Hey? Hmm? Oh, never mind, never mind. Now, this is our big day, eh?
Yes, this is the day we go to bed.
Go to bed?
Yes, that's what we call it in the trade, you see. Putting the paper to bed. Printing it.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. Come in.
Be excusing me, please. I'm seeking Esquire Richard Lamb.
That is I.
Oh, my golly goodness. What lovely ways you are speaking. My goodness gracious me, yes, indeed.
And who are you?
I am Rampasat Hari by Spoonie Lardy Mukherjee, who is by the byway of being the newly appointed dormant fellow by this department. That is I.
Well, if you're a doorman, why aren't you at the door?
Because I'm bringing you this extra special express fast delivery lettering, which is being coming to you almost by the same momentary, and I'm scooting immediately, if not sooner, to be fetching it to your Royal Highness, Chikram Jaldi Jaldi.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
And now I'm saying good day, most esteemed editor, T.P.
Yes. Good day, and thank you.
And I'm hoping you are receiving more mailings tomorrow time, so that we can be having one more of our lovely little chatties, you know. Oh, my goodness gracious, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Marketing. Thank you.
And may the bluebird of happiness not be quite flying over your head.
Oh,
What is this?
Well, something else for this week's Gazette. You'll never get it in.
Oh, I know what it'll be.
What?
My landlady's brother's a very keen gardener, and she said that she'd get him to write an article on how to keep birds off an allotment. Yes, it shall be very interesting.
Yes, well, like I said, it can't go in this week.
Oh. Well, drop it over there in the pending tray, then.
Well, I'll go and make sure, if you like. But Amber could do his pointed nut if he has to make any more changes.
Well, you can always take out some of that rubbish we got from the price controller at a pinch. hello, number one. That is Lennox Brown. How's your department going?
Very well, actually. Been busy on various hush-hush projects, you know.
Really?
Yes, we can't all sit at desks playing Beaverbrook, can we?
Playing? Well, I'll have you know, LB, that this is a job of the highest national importance.
Oh, really? How did the highest, my dear chap? The major jobs are handled by senior executives. Here's my contribution in this envelope here.
Your contribution?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know you were submitting anything.
No reason why I should, really, is there? This is something between Sir Gregory and me. Oh, by the way, send it round to him for me, would you? That's a good chap.
Oh, it's not for printing, then.
Oh, good heavens, no. Russia would pay a fortune to get their hands on this.
Oh, what is it? Eh? Well, if that's the way you're going to be, I mean, after all...
Don't be like that, number two. Oh, perhaps someday I'll be able to tell you about it. Look, I'll leave the envelope here in my pending tray, shall I? But don't leave it pending too long.
Right for some of us, isn't it? I mean, you know, secrets after all.
Oh, really? Obviously, you're best left alone, number two. So long as you make sure that Sir Gregory gets that envelope.
What a cheek. I mean, for heaven's sake, how can you do this?
We found a bit of room after all, Mr. Lamb. We can use that gardening article. I'll take it, shall I?
Well, Alex Brown takes that cake. He really does. I mean, I've never seen anything like
it. What about this other envelope?
Send it round to Sir Gregory Pitkin at the General Assistance Department.
Mm.
Oh, you have to do it. I've never been
to Well, we are in a bad mood, aren't we? Still, I dare say you'll brighten up when the first edition of your new government gazette comes out.
And here is the news read by Morton the Throat. There were amazing scenes in Whitehall today when details of the revolutionary new security system for Britain's atomic submarine site, codenamed SHH, were published in the Government Gazette. No immediate explanation was forthcoming, however. A spokesman at No. 10 Downing Street said he expected the Prime Minister to make a statement shortly after he had finished the first episode of the serial. The head of British security, asked for his comments on this morning's Gazette, said he liked the cartoons but didn't think much of the gossip column written by Dickie. Soon after the first copies were received, one prominent member of the civil service was seen brandishing a horsewhip and shouting, "Who wants a pair of lambskin gloves?"
Did you hear that? Did you? He's gone berserk. He's like King Kong. He'll tear me apart with his bare hands.
Oh, relax, number two. Relax. Look, this is one place he wouldn't dream of looking for you. He'd never believe you'd come back to the General Assistance Department.
Time for a sip. Teal. Hey, you know, it's quite like old times, you know. It was you sitting there biting loose out of your bowler hat. And Mr. Lamb under his desk crying.
Really. These are difficult days, Mildred. I thought Mr. Lamb had put his foot in it before, but this time he's gone right in, up to his knees.
Oh.
Number two, how on earth could you possibly have had that security system scheme of mine printed?
But you left it in the pending tray, you see, and Mrs. Snetherswaite got all mixed up with Mrs. Bratsby's brother's allotment from Mr. Muckagee, and see, after that, what happened with that?
Yeah. Number two, you do the most outrageous thing. The way you put yourself in the guard is marvelous, isn't it? Fancy sending my security system blueprint to be printed and leaving the other thing, whatever it was, in the pending tray. You know, I mean, it's so sort of a... It was left in the pending tray, wasn't it?
No, you see, Mrs. Snetherswaite sent it off to Sir Gregory.
After I'd phoned him and told him the full details of my early warning system were on the way round. Glory, move over, number two. Do you want all the space under your desk? Mildred, lock the door.
Where are they?
Too late.
Lennox Brown?
Yes, Sir Gregory, here we are.
Well, I wouldn't look for you here, didn't you? Where's that other fool, Lamb?
He's a little bit under the weather today, Sir Gregory.
He isn't. He's under the carpet.
Lamb,
I must tell you, you'd be better off looking for a headstone, Lamb.
Court
Bentley Satin Leaf Special Mild, now acknowledged as the leading mild cigarette. Made from choice Virginia leaf, specially selected for its satin-smooth texture and light-bodied taste. A smooth smoke for those who prefer a light and mild cigarette. Courtly Satin Leaf Special Mild. Milder smoking, luxury blend.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn. Just calling to ask you what you're wearing to the fancy dress party.
I don't need a costume. I'll just go as myself, the original spotty teenager.
Listen, what you need is Clearasil cream. It dries up and helps heal pimples. I use it myself, so I know what I'm talking about.
Great. Now what about my costume?
Use the one the teenagers made number one, Clearasil cream.
If you feel like you want to live all your good times over, country morning's bringing country goodness home.
Now there's another great-tasting Kellogg's Country Morning. Chopped apple and cinnamon have joined the wholesome goodness of honey, almonds, and wheat germ of regular country morning.
Country morning's bringing country goodness home.
Kellogg's Country Morning. Two great country tastes, regular or apple and cinnamon.
Ma'am?
What's the idea of printing those top security details in the Government Gazette?
Yeah, but you see, what happened was my...
A likely story. And you, Lex Brown, what do you think you're doing sending me your version of how to protect the atomic submarine site?
Well, it wasn't exactly my version, Sir Gregory. It was Mr. Land's landlady, Mrs. Bratsbury's brother, you see.
I sent it round to the Prime Minister without reading it. Now, she wants to know whose idea it was to put up long poles with empty tin cans.
Yeah, but, well, actually, I can explain all that, Sir Gregory, if Mr. Lennox Brown can't. You see, what
never
it was
mind. It doesn't matter anyway, because we aren't going ahead with the atomic submarine site now. So all this poppycock will fool Russia and China.
Really? Well, of course, we knew that all along.
What's more important? More important is this. Who's this fool Dickie who wrote a report on the civil service interdepartmental sports? What is my wife going to think when she reads this? Notable absentees at the prize giving were Sir Gregory Pitkin and his secretary, Miss Daphne Bedford. Will they kindly return the sack which they took for the double sack race earlier in the afternoon? After failing to report to the starter, they were never seen again. Come on, who wrote it? Join in the Gazette as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service, featured in small type, very small type, were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, and Tom Meehan.
The script was written and produced by Tom Meehan and directed by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.